views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Everyone, I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Now, I want to invite you to connect with me after the show through my personal website. It's AskSueLondon.com. And when you're at that website, folks, sign up for my free newsletter, because when you sign up for that newsletter, I'm going to send you a lot of great gifts and bonuses that a lot of our radio guests are giving to all our followers. You don't want to miss that. It's great, 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 great offers there. And also, when you sign up for the newsletter, I'm going to send you 10 empowering videos that are filled with the tools and techniques that I use personally in my life to overcome the challenges that I was faced with. So that website, again, to go and sign up for that free newsletter is AskSueLondon.com. Now, before we get started with the show today, I want to remind everybody, if you're interested in becoming a radio host, starting on Tuesday, April the 16th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm going to start the training for how to launch and monetize a successful radio show in 30 days. And all the details about the course are up on my website and ready for you to sign up today. So after the show, go to AskSueLondon.com and sign up for that training. And you will see we've got some really awesome bonus gifts on there, and one of them happens to be with my producer, Christopher. So check that out. I'm excited, aren't you?
I'm always excited. That's great.
Well, and I have to tell you something. I have more news to share with you this week. Guess what I've done now?
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me about another addition to the family or something.
Oh, no. Well, I still I'm still working on Ross to get another dog, but he's telling me that two is enough for now. So, no, you know what I've done? I have grown socially again. This is your homework, my friend, Christopher.
I know. You're going to talk about Pinterest, aren't you?
No, I've already done that. You should have had that signed up weeks ago, my friend.
I know. Been there, done that, right?
Well, now I'm on Google+. So, are you on Google+, Christopher?
No, I'm not. I've heard of it.
You know what? I've been doing a lot of work with marketing and learning more, you know, how you get your messages out there and what's the best social media. And they're saying now that Google, having a social media account on Google+, is really a great way to get yourself out there. So, folks, go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, and click on the little Google+ button there, and then we can be friends. And I'm sharing stuff on there. So, Christopher, that's your homework this week.
Let me get this straight, and this goes for listeners too. It's that simple. You go to Google.com, and there's already a Google+ button there.
Well, no. To follow me, you're going to go to my website, AskSueLondon.com.
Oh, I see.
And you're going to see on my website like a little Google button, like where it says my social media there was on the right side, but I've been understanding more that if you want to get yourself out there, you want to have a Google+ account because it brings you up in search engine optimization and that. So having a Google+ account is so you set up a Google account and then you set up a Google+ social media page.
Well, that seems pretty easy.
I know. And you know what? It's just another part of my marketing that I do every week for promotion. You know, you get into the habit of doing that. So it's another great place to be. So that's your homework. And I'm really excited to share, I now have an affiliate program in place. So, Christopher, do you know what that means?
An affiliate program. That almost sounds like syndication, like huge, big, or something like that.
Well, what it means is that everybody listening to the show, including yourself, Christopher, if you go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, I now have an affiliate link there, like in my menu bar on AskSueLondon.com, and you go there and you become my affiliate. So what that means is you sign up this, you'll get a link to be my affiliate, and then what you do is anything that I do, like all my training, my coaching, my books, if you promote that and you use the link that the system will make up that's just personally for you, then as people buy my products and services, I'm going to send you a monthly check as a thank you for, you know, these people coming to me and buying my products and services as a result of the promotion you've done for me. So, isn't that awesome?
That's exciting.
I know. I'm really excited. Actually, our guest today, who we've got on, has been really a great mentor in helping me get all this set up with the affiliate program. So, yeah. So, folks, make sure you go to AskSueLondon.com because I really would love to send you a monthly check just for helping me help others. Now, Christopher.
Isn't that great? That's a great thought. Just for helping each other. You're helping the economy.
Yeah.
Not only sending money, but you're basically putting back into the economy again, which I think is great.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think, you know, the whole message, you know, in the world should be we all help each other to succeed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's, you know, helping each other, that's how we all can get that positive message out there and change our world, you know, in a really positive way.
Great.
So, anyways, you have a very big week this weekend.
Oh, you remember, didn't you?
I always remember. And you know what? To spare you, I'm not singing happy birthday to you because I don't want to break any eardrums of any of our listeners.
I would not think that of you, Sue. I would think that you do a fine job.
Well, yeah, okay. Just visualize and pretend that I'm singing to you, okay? Because I'm not doing that.
I think you're just shy. You don't want to show it off.
You know what? My grade 6 music teacher told me never to sing. She always told me just to mouth the words. So I was so bad. So I'm still traumatized by that. And I'm just, you know, I need therapy on that, I know.
So you're good at lip syncing then.
I'm awesome at that, yeah. So let me ask you, like, what's your plans this weekend? What are you up to?
You know, I have no idea, Sue. It's the big 4-0, so it could be anything.
Oh, my goodness. So, and are you, like, okay with this turning 40?
Well, I'm just, like, dropping hints into all of the listeners' ears. I mean, if, you know, I don't object to surprises. We'll just leave it at that.
Okay. And so is this, like, the turning point where you're going to start eating, like, the really healthy food?
And you had to bring it back to that, didn't you?
I do. I always do because I love you so much.
I know.
Like, I think that's my mission in life with you. But you know what? Honestly, you got to have birthday cake on your birthday.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
They must have like special kinds of birthday cakes.
Well, you know what? Two of my girls' birthdays were the end of March, and what they wanted for their birthdays, one wanted an apple pie and one wanted a blueberry pie. Nobody eats cakes in our house, so it made it very easy for me. So that's how it works in our house.
You don't have like a Sue London power cake mix or anything like that recipe, I mean?
No, not really. No, I'm not. I bake healthy, but I don't like make the cookies anymore because I find that I eat them. And our guest we have on today knows me quite well, and she comes over and she would see this. So I have to be careful what I eat, you know? But anyways, I just wanted to, you know, take this minute before we start the show to wish you the very best of birthdays, my friend, because, you know, you're very special to me and you only deserve the very best.
Well, I feel the same about you, Sue, and it's too bad you weren't out here to celebrate it.
I know. Well, you know what? It's crazy here. I was saying to you, like, at the beginning of the show, we're having thunder and we're having lightning and rain and flooding here. And not too far from here, my daughter's, she's got freezing rain. And my husband Ross called before the show, and he's about half an hour from here, and there's a snowstorm going on.
Wow.
And this is just by Niagara. We're not far from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada.
What direction is this moving in? Is it moving west to east, like over here?
Well, you know me with direction, right? I really don't know. I don't know what way it's going. It's so crazy. You just don't know what's what anymore, do you? You know?
No, you don't. The world's crazy.
Yeah. So, anyways, we need to get on the show. We're almost at the break, and we haven't even talked about our guest. Our guest today is a great friend we've had on the show before, and it's Lisa Petty. And Lisa is here to inspire us. If you've got the bad, cold, rainy weather, this segment was booked a long time ago, and this is not a joke on you, but we're going to talk about springing into our summer bodies. Talk about really visualizing and hoping for this warm weather to come. But Lisa's really going to help us to spring into our summer bodies. Now, let me tell you briefly a bit about her. Lisa Petty is a leading authority in creating optimal health of the body, mind, and spirit through nutrition, lifestyle choices, and healthy attitude. She is a sought-off, often international speaker, journalist, author, and radio show host who shares her insight in workshops, seminars, lectures, and throughout her extensive writing. She's also published over 200 articles on health and wellness. She is the author of Living Beauty, Feel Great, Look Fabulous, and Live Well, a modern guide to feeling younger at any age. And Lisa also hosts the health talk show on the radio station. The show's called Lisa Live, and it's Saturdays on traditional radio, and it streams live online through lisalive.ca. Now, to ask questions today, folks, call us. Lisa has got amazing answers for you all. She's helped me personally. She's worked with my husband and our children. Amazing. So here's your opportunity to ask your questions. Call us at 1-800-930-2819. Again, it's 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions on the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So let's bring Lisa on real quick, and then we'll go to a break and get started with what she's going to teach us. So Lisa, welcome back to the show, my friend.
I am so happy to be here today.
Well, I have to say it. Like, we're talking about springing into your summer bodies, and you and I are sitting with blankets on us and freezing our butts off, right?
I know, and the freezing rain is batting against the window.
We can only laugh, right? We should be playing the Beach Boys music, and then that would really make us feel summery. Maybe we'll be able to add that. Well, let's take a quick break, because when we come back, let's start going into, you've got five steps that you want to share for us to all create ideal weight.
Perfect.
Right? So let's take a break, folks. When we come back, Lisa will start sharing all these great steps with you. We'll be back shortly.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have a wonderful guest here today. It's Lisa Petty. And folks, today Lisa is giving us the five steps to our ideal weight. She's helping us spring into our summer bodies. So Lisa, what is step number one into springing into those summer bodies, my friend?
And I, first of all, I want to explain what that means, especially for people who are maybe struggling under the cold, final blast of winter today. We know it's coming. We know that the warm weather is coming. It is going to be, you know, hot. We're going to want to wear our T-shirts and our skirts and our, you know, blessed bathing suit season. It really is coming. It is around the corner. In fact, I think this is going to be our last kiss of winter, and then it's going to become spring. And we've all had that experience where we go and put on our shorts for the first time and the button won't do up because we've got a little bit too much insulation left over from the winter to keep us warm. So reality is going to come hard and fast, and it's really important that you make the adjustments to not only be able to fit into those summer clothes and feel comfortable when it gets hot outside. But also, some of the things that I want to talk about are lifestyle strategies that are going to help you find and maintain a healthy body weight, you know, for the rest of your life. So I just wanted to preface it with that. And the other thing I think it's really important to cover as well is to really think about why it is that you want to, you know, find a healthy weight. Because a lot of people, you know, I ask them that question, well, why do you want to lose weight? And they look at me like I have three heads, right?
Really? And,
but you know, they haven't really thought past the fact, well, I just want to lose weight. You know, I don't want to be this size anymore or whatever. Yeah. And if you don't really think about why that is important to you, then you're not going to find the motivation to stick with the plan.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, so you really need to dig deep and figure out why it is that you want to lose the weight. So do you want to have, you know, more energy? Do you want to be able to play with your grandkids or your kids? Or do you want to get better sleep? Or, you know, are you at risk of type 2 diabetes? And really dig down and find out what your why is. And then you've got the motivation, and you're just one giant step further along the path, rather than, you know, people start and stop diets all the time, so-called diets, right? I'm not a big fan of the diet.
Yeah, but I don't like that word either.
Yeah, but part of the reason that people get on that start and stop is because they haven't really figured out why it is that they want to change their habits. So.
Okay.
I know we've talked about five steps. There's really six. You got to figure out your why first.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Yes. So, so as we've got that in mind, we've got our why, and we're doing this in the short term. We're doing it so that, you know, we're comfortable in the warm weather when it comes. One of the major reasons that we tend to overeat or get cravings is because we aren't actually giving our bodies the nutrients we need. So we might have a craving and we run and grab a donut, but really that's not what your body wants. Your body wants vitamins and minerals and healthy fats and plant nutrients and all that kind of stuff, right? So if we give our bodies what it wants, you're not going to get those cravings for the other things. So
can I ask you something?
Sure.
This week, okay, guys, I'm confessing to my mentor here, okay? Lisa, I told you I work with Lisa personally. I have been craving vanilla pudding, like, beyond insanely crazy. So would you say then that my body's craving calcium? Is that what that would be?
It could be that, you know, if you actually eat real pudding that you make on the stove with milk, then your body might have an association with, you know, gosh, when she eats that particular food, I get what I want. And when I say that, I don't mean sugar, obviously. I mean, there's some suggestions that when we're craving chocolate, for example, it's because we're deficient in magnesium.
Oh, okay, okay.
So there are different cravings and nutrient attachments to them. I'm not familiar if it's the vanilla that you're specifically craving, or if it is, you know, the milk or the calcium that might be in the milk.
I'm one, you know this, but I don't like chocolate. I have no desire for that. And I think I everything that I eat is the vanilla flavor. So my intuition tells me it's the pudding, the milk, you know.
So then it would be the milk,
Yeah.
So the only thing that you need to retrain your body, of course, is that dairy milk doesn't really have bioavailable calcium in it. So you want to try and get different kind of milk, like an almond milk or a different nut milk or rice milk or something like that that's been fortified with calcium. Because you're certainly not going to get calcium in any great degree out of dairy milk. It's just not there in a form that we can use as humans.
Okay. So can I ask you a question? Because you're saying, like, I'm sharing pudding for me and that maybe my body's crying for these nutrients, right?
Right.
We've got listeners listening and they're saying, okay, I crave this and I crave this and that. Is there somewhere online, and forgive me if I'm putting you on the spot, but is there somewhere that people can find out why they would be craving what?
You could do some research. I have found some resources that help with that kind of thing. Generally, if you crave one particular thing all the time, there might be a comfort factor associated with it as well.
Oh, yeah. I don't generally have that happen.
Yeah, people who have just general cravings for sweets and that kind of thing, when you front load your day with really nutrient-dense breakfast, even if you don't have a lot of time in the morning, you can make a smoothie, right? And throw in, three or four different fruits and vegetables and berries and a little bit of unsweetened yogurt. And then you can even put in greens powder or something like that to give just a little bit more of a boost. And when you eat that kind of a breakfast, or you start your day, as I say, front-loading your nutrients, you might find that you don't have those cravings so frequently throughout the day, or later in the day around 3 o'clock is common for people, or after supper is another time where we kind of succumb. But really making sure that you get 7 to 10 servings of mixed colors, fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, that kind of thing every day, that's really going to cut back on the cravings.
Okay, good. Now, step two, tell everyone what that is, because I've got a story to go behind that.
Okay.
I know this ahead of time.
Okay, so one of the ways that you can help to keep the scale your friend is to balance your blood sugar. So a lot of people, cravings are caused because of an energy dip that happens in the afternoon. And again, it goes back to not eating a proper breakfast. Mama was right. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Do you know what I'm going to say now, Lisa?
go ahead.
Okay, so folks, here's what happened to me. I love fruit. I love bananas, and I'm so proud of myself eating so good, and, wise Lisa has taught me well, and I work with a personal trainer twice a week, have my breakfast, go to the gym. Well, this one particular day, my blood sugar crashed because I had too much fruit in my morning.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that story, Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
So, you can't overdo it with too much fruit.
Well,
I learned that lesson.
Yes, and so what people need to understand, fruit is really important, but fruit digests very, very rapidly in the digestive tract. In fact, fruit alone in your stomach, if you just have a banana on an empty stomach, for example, it's pretty much out of your stomach in 20 minutes.
Oh, I didn't know that fast. Wow.
Right, it's really, really fast. So if you have a breakfast that consists, just of fruit, then you've actually front-loaded your day with a bunch of sugar. Now, it's healthy sugar, but it's still sugar, and your body responds the same way with a flood of insulin. And then you're on the blood sugar roller coaster where your blood sugar is going up and down all day long because you're trying to balance it out. So fruit is key, but you have to make sure that you also have fiber and protein in the morning.
Give an example. Can you give an example to somebody?
So, for example, you could have some trail mix in the morning, which is what I like to have, with, pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds and some currants. And I even put in a tablespoon of organic chocolate chips. Yes, and because the reason that I do that is because chocolate helps to boost your serotonin levels, and this is really key for women who are going through perimenopause and you're starting to experience mood swings, or PMS is another example where this is really helpful, but for me it's more perimenopause, and you are susceptible to mood swings. So when you have chocolate in the morning, it actually boosts your serotonin levels, so you're in a better mood all day, plus you don't experience that dip in the afternoon of serotonin, which again is a carb, makes you crave carbs.
Okay.
So when you elevate that first thing in the morning, then it's another way that you're not going to have those cravings that are going to, have you cursing your bathing suit when the warmer weather comes. So
can I ask you a question?
You sure can.
Okay. I'm speaking on behalf of all the listeners who say, like me, I don't like chocolate.
Yeah, there's not many, Sue.
There, folks, please call in and tell Lisa that you don't like chocolate.
What?
Or email me after.
I'm sorry, I have to chime in. What's wrong with you?
Yes,
I have no desire for chocolate.
It's Sue against the world. Most people love
chocolate. Anyway, okay, thank you.
I don't mean to interrupt, but guess what I did just before your show, Sue?
What's that? You ate chocolate, didn't
well,
you?
Well, it was a fundraiser going on at the local Westerly Community Credit Union. They were selling candy bars, and I had to buy one.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
yeah,
let me just say, I'm talking about 71% cacao. I'm not talking, you know, candy bars. I'm talking, you know, pure dark chocolate. Just an FYI. I'm just saying, Chris.
Okay.
Okay, well, let me ask you. Okay, so, like, maybe it's just me, then, that doesn't like chocolate. But if I don't like chocolate, what would I take for mood swings and stuff like that?
Well, carbs help you boost your serotonin. So anything also that is, you know, going to help with even tryptophan is good. So that, you know, remember back in the day, Seinfeld talked that episode of Seinfeld where they had turkey and everybody fell asleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so that's because of the tryptophan in the turkey, and it helps take the edge off. So foods that help to promote tryptophan are, you know, whole grains, you know, eggs, and that kind of thing.
Okay, and I have eggs in the morning, so I'm okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay, that's good to know.
Most people, you know, a handful of chocolate, you know, 71% cacao, dark chocolate, that would do the trick too.
Okay, so, that note, Lisa, we have to take a quick commercial break.
Perfect.
And maybe everyone, now that we've talked so much about chocolate, might need their chocolate fix while we're on the break. So, folks, go get your chocolate and stay tuned because we're going to take this quick break. And then when we come back, Lisa's going to share the next steps to helping you get your weight at the ideal size. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Lisa Petty here today with us, and Lisa is helping us spring into our summer bodies. I hope during that short break that those of you that were craving chocolate, not mentioning any names at our radio station, hope you got your little fill there of chocolate. And if you have just tuned in, you'll have to go to the archive show to hear what we're talking about. Lisa, before the break, we talked about the steps.
Yes.
So I just recap. Step number one was what?
Just front load your nutrients.
Why?
Basically, I want you to make sure that you answer your body's many cries for nutrients, because very often cravings are not about a donut. It's really, I need some vitamin C or I need some vitamin A or whatever. So try and load those up first thing in the morning. And then step two, you want to balance your blood sugar, because that's going to also help you keep your weight under control.
And before we do all that, we have to know why we want to have.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the reason behind why we want to do this, right?
Yes, I do. I work with my clients a lot on the mindset part, because it seems to be the thing that trips us up a lot, right? We get stuck on that part. And, you know, generally people know how to be healthy. So it's how do we get into trouble and how do we get out of trouble? And a lot of that happens in our heads.
For sure. It does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go on to step three. What is it?
Okay, step three, I call that soothe the savage muffin top. It's really muffin top or spare tire for men is related to hormone imbalance, and we've sort of alluded to that a little bit. I feel like I'm talking quickly, but we have so much to cover.
I know.
Essentially, we just want to help get our hormones balanced. For men, it's quite simple. Men need to do weight-bearing exercise. I mean, it's more to it than that, but you know, for the time that we have, that's what I'll leave them in with.
Okay.
For women, there's a whole bunch of things that I help people work through in my coaching programs, but things that we need to be aware of is the ratio of estrogen to progesterone, and a lot of foods that we eat can make estrogen too high. Our cycle, our monthly cycle, can be an impact. What we put on our body can impact our estrogen. So really, we want to try and keep it balanced with progesterone. We want to keep our stress under control, because stress combines with the stress hormone cortisol combines with estrogen to create little fat factories that actually cause you to accumulate fat around the middle. So you want to really get that under control as well. And I know we're talking really quickly, but
can I ask you a question? Now, Christopher's turning 40. We've talked about that earlier in the show. And I have just turned 50 a few months ago. What is the age for men and what is the age for women where they start to see a shift in their body with easily the weight going on or the body shape changing, that they see this shift in their bodies? They have to work harder, let's say.
Well, hey, for women, typically it's perimenopause, which can start as early as age 35. So that's really when the cycle is starting to slow down again. And for men, I think it's usually around 45 or 50 that men start to really feel things changing. Unfortunately, our food and what surrounds us so much now has been changing so rapidly that maybe it's happening a little bit younger, which is why my passion is to really help people understand what their options are and what is available to them and how to really simplify it, because people get so confused. I think they get paralyzed. And I'm all about really keeping it simple. I mean, yes, I eat chocolate. I am a living, breathing human being, and I love to have fun, and I love food. And it doesn't have to be complicated. And if you just get a few things under control and understand how your body works and give it what it needs when it needs it, things work much, much better.
I was just going to say, okay, so what's step four?
Okay, so step four, you need to eat fat. So many people think, oh, I can't eat that. It's too much fat. No. If you go back and look historically, our waistband started to grow as soon as we started with the fat-free diet. Our body needs fat, and what happens is when we don't eat fat, any fat that comes into the body holds on to.
Okay, so can I clarify that? So when you're saying we see on the shelf these 0% fat sour creams and yogurts and cheeses, we should not eat them?
Do not buy them. And if you continue to read the label, you'll see that it's got fillers in it. It's got lots more sugar. It's got chemicals in it. Things, your diet, what you eat, you want it to be as simple as possible. You want it from the tree, from the ground, or from the farm. Like, it doesn't have to be changed that much. So the fat that is in dairy, it's actually proven to help with weight burning. Okay, so do I want you to have homogenized milk? No. Do I want you to have full fat sour cream? No. But you need some fat. So if you go for the 2% or the 4%, the lower fat percentage, yes, you need that fat. But you also need to get your omega-3 fats, which are the ones that come from fish. They're good for your brain. They're good for your metabolism, your skin. You can get them in supplement form, and I highly recommend that people take them, because we don't get enough of those fats. But we absolutely 100% need to eat fat if we want to get fit.
And you also have on your website, lisalive.ca, products.
Well, I do actually on my coaching pages. So if you go to livevibrantly.ca, you can get information about, there's a free health assessment there that you can do to get a sense of where you are. I have some products that I recommend, and of course I have articles and information there and outlining my upcoming courses. And I actually have a class coming up starting next week. I would like to offer actually your listeners, Sue, $100 off the tuition for my 6-week program called Spring Into Your Summer Body, and it's really about getting your body ready for the warmer weather. And we're going to go over what we've talked about today and lots more stuff, because we're just, you know, ramming through information today.
Yeah, we're really going quickly.
And it's lifestyle changes. It's not about diet. It's not about starving. It's about giving your body what you need when you need it in order for it to operate smoothly. And that course starts next week. And if you book by Friday, you can save $100 off the tuition.
And folks, let me tell you, I've been saying throughout the show that I personally work with Lisa, and she is so knowledgeable and has really, really helped me. She's one of those pieces in my puzzle that have helped me with my health. So if you're looking for positive changes and somebody who knows what they're talking about, Lisa is your girl. So
again, thank you so much.
Well, I have to say that, you know, because it's true, right? And folks, you know, when you have someone like Lisa come to your house for dinner, you can't go wrong. So, you know, and I have found a huge positive change in my eating habits of what I've learned from her. Tell everybody again, where do they sign up for that?
LiveVibrantly.ca. And I think there's a link on your website, Sue, as well, if they go to your website.
Is there one on my website? I know everyone, if you got my newsletter today, that was there was a bonus in there for you. So if you got my newsletter, that would be on there today.
Perfect. And one more. I don't know how much more time we have, but the number 5 step.
Yes.
Get enough sleep.
Yeah, and you know what? I have to tell you a story about that. So you haven't talked to Lisa for a couple days, guys, so you're kind of hearing me how I talk to her. But an example... You know, I have this husband who likes to snore the occasional time, and one of our dogs gets snoring too, Willie. Everyone has heard me talk about our little black and white Shih Tzu, Willie. Well, the two of them had a real snore fest going on Tuesday night, and I had maybe 2 hours sleep.
When I went
to the gym the next day, my personal trainer was ready to kick me out of the class, of the training, because I didn't, it was just that lack of sleep had really affected me in a real negative way. Now, tell everybody how sleep does affect you negatively, because it's really an eye-opener what people don't realize.
Well, people think that sleep is a waste of time, and it's actually so crucial. And we know that weight increases with the fewer number of hours of sleep that you get every night. So you should be aiming for 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night. And I'm talking about good quality, hard sleep when you wake up at the morning and in the morning you're like, yeah, that was awesome. So there, you know, if you follow some of the steps we've talked about today, it is actually going to help improve your sleep if you have trouble with sleep. But of course, there are other things that you can do as well. And gentlemen, we know that when gentlemen get 6 hours of sleep, they wake up in the morning, so that's less than is recommended, right? They wake up in the morning with more of a hormone in their bodies that causes them to eat. So they wake up already wanting to eat more. So it's crucial for, you know, obviously if you're not getting enough sleep, you're going to be cranky and people aren't going to want to be around you. And over time, if you're not getting enough sleep, it can actually lead to mood disorders. But in the short term, definitely is a factor in weight gain.
Now, let me ask you, people who don't sleep, which do you think is better, melatonin or magnesium?
It absolutely 100% depends on the person, the system, the symptoms, why it is they can't sleep. You know, people who are on shifts might do better with melatonin. People who work hard during the day and they're tired, like tired, aching muscles, might do better with magnesium because it's a muscle relaxant.
Okay.
So it is a little bit of playing with it, you know, to find out what's going to work for you.
Well, but that's where they need you, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
And everything else that we've talked about is going to help as well. So it's about lifestyle changes, right? It's not about quick fixes.
And I can tell you, like, I mean, folks, you've heard me talk about Lisa before on other shows, and I thought I ate really healthy. And this one particular time when Lisa had first come over to our house, I was showing her my cupboards and saying, see how healthy I eat. And it was Lisa who pointed out that these dull headaches I was having and this bloating, it was all because I was highly intolerant to gluten. And I can tell you, like, I have to make everything from scratch now just because of what gluten does to me. But, you know, thankfully, Lisa, you just have been that little angel, my little health angel that, you know, brought me those positive right answers, and I really appreciate that.
Well, I'm grateful to do it. And, you know, the thing is, it's not just about being a sergeant and saying you must do this and you shouldn't do that. It's about giving your body what it needs so that you feel good, because who doesn't want to feel good? And then when you feel good, you can do so much more with your life. That's the part that jazzes me up.
Well, and you know, it was interesting. Like, when you told me, like, stop eating this and this and this, that all had gluten in it, I was not in this walking fog. Like, it just brought me, like, alive, you know, like I never felt before. So what you eat, and it's not a hardship for me to make things from scratch. You organize your time, and it's worth feeling healthy. So, folks, on that note, please go to Lisa's website. Tell everybody one more time, Lisa, the website.
It's livevibrantly.ca.
And, folks, sign up for Lisa's program. It can really, really help you. And it's not diet. It's a healthy lifestyle. My friend, we are out of time. I appreciate you so much, and thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks. Folks, we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to share a story of how a smile was so healing. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, before the break, I promised you that I was going to share a story about how a smile was so healing. Now, the story that I want to share with you today is just another example of how we are led to live our destiny. But before I tell you the story, I have to kind of backtrack a bit and tell you a little bit more that leads up to this, okay? So bear with me. So here we go, the behind the history of this. When I had the near-death experience in 1996, and I came back from the white light in the tunnel, I made a promise to God. I promised that because he gave me life, a second chance, you could say, I promised that I was going to help him make a positive difference in our world for others. And I can tell you honestly that when I made this promise to him, I really had no idea what was going to unfold. So on that note, here is the story. The date was January 2004, and we had just gotten back from a three-week honeymoon in Hawaii. It was an incredible trip. As we came home, we were home a couple days, and the phone rang, and the person on the other line, end of the line, was offering us a free trip to Las Vegas for a seven-day vacation. Now, if you've been to Hawaii and Las Vegas, you know, folks, that there's absolutely no comparison to those trips. And my first thought was to turn this trip down because I'm not one that gambles, I don't drink, and I really didn't have any desire to go to Las Vegas. I love the sun, but I love, like, Hawaii more for the spiritual end, not the busy gambling and that of Las Vegas. So just as I was about to say no, that inner voice within spoke up loudly. Boy, was it loud. And the big yes, we would go came out of my mouth. Now, that inner voice also said that I was to take, or we were to take, our 11-year-old daughter with us. I couldn't explain it at the time, but I just knew very strongly that we had to take our daughter, who was 11-year-old, on this trip to Las Vegas. So we get to Las Vegas, we're there for 3 days, and nothing was happening. And we started questioning, like, why were we on this trip? What was our reason? You see, what happens for us is that when we go somewhere, when we have a trip given to us, or, you know, we unexpectedly get lost, like last week you heard me talk about trying to take a hot air balloon ride, and that didn't happen, and you know why. Go back to the show if you didn't hear it. Well, there's a real history that every trip we're always put in a place to help somebody. And it goes back to my making promise to God that I would, you know, help him, help others. So what happened, as we put that intention out that we were looking for signs, the signs started coming up. And what ended up happening was we were given free tickets for a dinner, a show, and a tour. It was a package deal. So later that evening, while we were standing in line waiting to be seated in the restaurant where we were given the free tickets for dinner, I could feel someone from behind staring at me. Do you ever have that feeling when you can feel someone's watching you but you don't know where they are? Well, I turned around quickly and I caught a man, an older man, feeling very embarrassed as I caught him staring at me. And quickly he turned to my husband, Ross, and he said that he couldn't help but see that Ross was a very lucky man and he had a very beautiful family. And then this man went on to say that I had very kind eyes. Now, as he said this, I thanked him and I shared a smile with him. Now, seeing that this older man was alone, we invited him to join us for dinner. We knew that he was the reason why we were taking this trip. There was no way we could not miss that he was the reason why we were on the trip. So we asked the man to join us for dinner, and in conversation, he was sharing about his life with us. He shared that he was on this trip, and there was a reason for it. The reason that he was on this trip was that 3 months earlier, his wife had made him promise that on her deathbed, that he promise that he would take this trip that he was on, because this was a trip that they had taken for many years together. Here he is in Las Vegas, and he's by himself. He is reliving all of the memories of their time together. The same hotel, the same room, everything was the same except she was not there. And this was an incredibly difficult trip for him to take. So as we were talking and we were sharing, my inner voice spoke up again, and I asked him if he only had one wish in his life, what would that be? And, you know, without any hesitation, he said very quickly that he wished he could make his 11-year-old granddaughter a Sunday. But he felt that that dream was never going to happen because his own health wasn't that good to make the trip to the opposite coast of the country. You heard me say, right, 11-year-old granddaughter. We had an 11-year-old daughter with us. So are you starting to see how it all falls in? Well, without any hesitation, our 11-year-old daughter, she got up. She took his hand, and she said, how about you make that Sunday for me? Now, you talk about two very proud parents watching our daughter, our 11-year-old daughter, help a frail, lonely, heartbroken man's dream come true. We finished our meal together. We each gave this man a big hug. We shared another smile with him, and we wished him well. He shared a huge thank you with us and helping him to cope with some of the darkest days of his life. And as he was sharing this, we watched as the tears flowed down his eyes. He was just so full of gratitude that we would take the time, share a smile with him, invite him to a meal, and just talk with us. As we left, we knew at that point that we could go home. We were there for the mission, the reason of helping this man. Now, all of this happened. We helped this man cope with the darkest days of his life because I shared a smile. Folks, you just never know what someone else is going through. You might pass someone in the street, and they just might look so grumpy, but you don't know what they're going through. And even if you're struggling in your own day, share a smile, and I promise you will find it to be very healing for both of you. So that's the story on sharing a smile. Now, just a reminder, we're almost out of time here. I want to remind everyone to sign up for that radio host training that I'm doing starting on Tuesday, April the 16th. The training is called How to Launch and Monetize a Successful Radio Show in 30 Days. All that information is on my website at AskSueLondon.com. And once you have your show, you can share similar messages and stories like I've done here today. So I want to invite everyone to like really consider sharing your messages because it really can make a difference for other people who listen. Now, we've had a great show today with our friend Lisa Petty, and I really want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Now, next week, we have got actor Robert David Hall with us. He's also known as the chief medical examiner, Dr. Albert Robbins, on the hit TV show CSI Crime Scene Investigation. And Christopher, we're almost out of time. Again, my friend, I have to wish you a very wonderful happy birthday for Saturday.
Thank you very much, Sue.
Have a wonderful day, my friend. Folks, on behalf of my guest, Lisa Petty, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings, and I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. So have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Yeah. heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, thing. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, thing. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.